Hi guys, so I'm here at the absolutely massive Sony booth at CES 2011, feeling completely underdressed next to Kevin Sather, product manager for VAIO here at Sony. So this is the new VAIO L, correct? And
yep.
I've heard about it, but I haven't seen it yet. So tell me what's cool about the L.
So what's great about this, we have a new design for our 24-inch multi-touch all-in-one PC. It's a full HD display.
Right.
We're running the second-gen Intel Core processors. Both dual-core and quad-core i7 is available.
Wow.
Up to 2 terabytes of storage, up to 8 gigs of memory. And graphics-wise, you can go up to the NVIDIA GeForce GT540M with 1 gig of video memory.
Okay, that's a serious machine and a really thin package. It's only about that thick.
Yeah, part of the thinness is achieved by the LED backlit for the 24-inch Full HD display. So definitely focused on multimedia. Obviously with Sony, Blu-ray and multimedia and Full HD multimedia is very important to us.
So show me this touch bezel. I've heard about it. I haven't had a chance to play with it. You're the only ones doing a touch bezel, correct?
Yeah, so what we wanted to do was we have the normal multi-touch screen on here. We wanted to extend that onto the non-visible part of the screen. So if you touch right here, it'll pull up an operation guide to educate the user on some of the hidden functionality we have. Some cool things you can do, you can use back and next when you're doing media playback or web browsing. You can also pull up the on-screen keyboard with a single touch, which is also a real nice, convenient feature. Taking a lot of that common functionality and getting that fingerprint buildup off the visible part of the screen.
That's great, because I know for me, that's one of the biggest challenges I have with touch devices is they get all smudged up. And if I can keep that off of the glass, I'm spending less time with my bottle of Windex and my microfiber cloth and more time actually using the PC that I just bought. So when are these available for sale, and how much is it going to cost if I want to buy one?
This will be available for sale starting in February for pre-sales, and it'll start at $11.99.
That is, it amazes me how inexpensive these things are becoming. I mean, all-in-ones a few years ago were several thousand dollars. Now I can get this huge multi-touch machine, i7, NVIDIA graphics, all this cool new tech for almost $1,000. That's really great stuff. One of the industry trends that we're seeing is the movement towards thinner, lighter, and faster notebooks. So no more compromises. It used to be if you wanted a fast notebook, it was big and heavy. Now you can get great performance in a really small package, which is why I love these new Y series that you just showed me. So talk to me a little bit about the Y series and what I can get in them.
Yeah, so with the new Y series that we have from VAIO, it's an 11.6-inch LED backlit display. It's running the new AMD APU architecture. It's
okay,
the E350, the dual-core version with the integrated graphics. So what we wanted to do is really improve the performance on a mobility 11-inch size chassis, and the Brazos architecture from AMD is a great way to do that.
And these are just, I wish that you guys could see how light these are. They're incredibly, incredibly lightweight. They're great to hold. And I got to tell you, I am addicted to your keyboards. I love the Sony Chiclet keyboard. It's so great to type on.
Yeah, we really wanted to give a great mobile chassis. Definitely battery life is important in mobility.
Right.
And we're looking at 6 hours of battery life with the standard battery
that's
included on
these. And that's plenty for most people. So when are these going to be available, and what's it going to cost for us to get one?
So these will be available starting for pre-sales in February at $549.
Awesome. That's a heck of a good price point. Well, everybody's talking 3D, and Sony, of course, is no exception. You guys have been doing 3D for a long time. This is the Sony F3D laptop. So this thing looks great. I know it performs really well. Tell me a little about what's inside here.
So what we're using to drive the 3D on the F-Series is actually Intel second-generation quad-core i7 processor.
Oh, wow.
We're also using the NVIDIA GT540M graphics with 1 gigabyte of VRAM.
That's hefty. Heavy-duty specs.
Yeah, and that's what drives it. And then on the screen quality, it's a 16-inch Full HD panel capable of 3D in Full HD, LED backlit, 240Hz refresh rate when we're doing the 3D.
Okay.
So really comfortable 3D viewing experience with really vibrant, clear colors and picture.
It's great. It's a great-looking laptop. So, also, when is this one going to be available, and what's going to be the starting price on it?
Yeah, so this will be available starting for pre-sales in February at $16.99.
That's a lot of gear for not that much money.
And that price includes one set of the active shutter glasses, and they're the same glasses we use with Bravia, so they're interchangeable between the two.
That is absolutely great.
Yeah, one really unique thing about this, Ben, it's a world's first, the ability to upconvert from 2D to 3D for full HD content and retain a 1080p picture quality.
Wow.
Sony's the only one to deliver that.
That is really, really cool stuff. Thank you. As expected, lots of amazing stuff from Sony. Really cool, innovative all-in-ones, super light ultra-thins, and crazy powerful 3D laptops. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter at BenThePCGuy for everything new that's happening here at CES 2011. We're going to head back across the hall, and I'll see you in the next video.